Armadoxy for today, religious scams and the weakest link. We've all become familiar, too familiar, with the word scam. We've heard of internet scams, financial scams, email and telephone scams, and try to exercise some degree of caution against them. Banks, financial institutions, even healthcare foundations issue warnings about the threat of being scammed. But when it comes to religious scams, we are certain that it could never happen to us. After all, we think, I'm a Christian, born and raised a Christian, and I know what I believe to be true. In that statement, we find the weakest link in what protects us from religious scams. These days, we have everyone and their uncle professing authority in all matters concerning Christ, Christian faith, and Christianity. Quote a few Bible verses and do it loud enough and on social media, and anyone can proclaim just about anything with some degree of authority by virtue of the platform. Fake news gets tagged, but anything goes when it comes to religion, especially Christianity. With wars and talk of wars in the news today, the field is open for end-of-world predictions that have to do with a battle called Armageddon. Because religion is a personal matter, people don't really care to know the background story. For instance, the Armenian Church, being an apostolic church that is from the time of Christ's apostles, has a unique spot in the Christian world and speaks with authority when it comes to Christian concepts and dogma. Still, it's easy for people to believe what they want, as hideous as things may be, rather than educating themselves. So, in the interest of passing along some information which you may not know, here are a few things to keep in mind as you read through the scary predictions which are being made in the name of Christ and Christianity. First, the Old Testament is not salvific in and of itself. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Two, Jesus is the Son of God, and therefore his ethnicity transcends our understanding of ethnicity. He belongs equally to everyone and to all ethnic groups. Third, the word Israel means the people of God. After baptism in the Armenian Church, we proclaim the person a member of the New Israel, which is not to say they belong to a Jewish state in the Middle East. Fourth, Jesus will return. His return is imminent, but it has been imminent since the first century. For this reason, Jesus says, about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Five, the big shocker. The location of Jesus' return is not disclosed. It's his business. He asks us to love and care, not to predict places. Despite what you have heard or read, if Jesus decides he wants to come back in Puerto Rico or in Armenia, you can cite all the pages of the Bible and all the preachers that you've heard. He doesn't have to go by their rules. Again, he asks us to love and care, not to predict places. Six, anyone who predicts Jesus' return on a specific day or place is running a scam. 7. The book of Revelation was written by St. John, one of the 12 disciples. He was imprisoned on an island, writing to the Christians of the time. He wrote in a code that they, the people of the time, would understand. The message is simple: endure the suffering and persecution. God's victory is guaranteed in the end. Finally, who goes to heaven is God's business. Ours is to love and care one another and leave the rest to God. Our prayer, your prayer, should be, Lord, have mercy. Now, these are just a few items I wanted to share with you, considering all the scary religious misinformation that's being pumped out in the name of Jesus Christ and Christianity. There's much more, and that's why we've created Epostle and hope you follow the ancient teachings. Today, let's pray the prayer which Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.